Welcome to Discussing Rhythmic Gymnastics, the podcast we know you have been waiting for.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Discussing Rhythmic Gymnastics. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sophia.
And we're happy that you're tuning in again. In our last episode, we were already discussing many of the new routines that have come out so far. The gymnasts have been participating in lots of either control trainings or the first international competitions, such as the Grand Prix in Marbella or the Miss Valentine's tournament in
Tartu,
thank you, Sophia. And you put together a list of new routines that
yes.
we want to discuss.
I think this will be our last, like, discussing new routines episode, mm-hmm. like the fourth and final part, because the season is now really blowing up and mm-hmm. we can't get behind every new routine and discuss it in depth, but I still picked out a few new routines and of course major successful gymnasts didn't already or haven't already performed their new routines in full or at a competition, so of course we will discuss some as the season moves on.
Mm-hmm.
But today we will of course focus on the Grand Prix in Marbella last weekend, because we were able to at least live stream it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I was able to watch everything.
I only was
of
able
the
to
senior
watch
competitions
part of it, but still several of Daria's and who else
Anastasia's.
Performed still Jana and Anastasia's
yeah
routines, so I was able to head back to another screen
mm-hmm.
from elsewhere and then check in on them, so
so obviously we didn't get to it in our last episode, but we have to discuss Daria Vartholomei's new ball routine, because she already performed that in Schmieden 3 weeks ago right now, or 2 weeks ago, I don't know.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago only, so it's been
2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
at the beginning of March, and her performance is to a song by Michael Jackson called In the Closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really suits her. Like, she can really perform the moves of Michael Jackson. Like,
mm-hmm.
she is able to do the moonwalk, for example, or like hit those accents in the move in the music with her body.
She really hit the Michael style the way it needed to be hit. You know?
Yes.
So she really studied his moves and incorporated that. And do you know who it reminded me of? Do you remember Martina?
Yes.
So Martina,
I wanted to say this as well. Yes.
Martina, if you're listening to this, wherever you may be, unfortunately we have lost contact with her, but she was former I don't want to say professional gymnast, but she was in the higher level group before she joined our Just for Fun group, and I really liked her dance moves and her gymnastic style, and she was really into it, and she followed gymnastics before the ages of social
she
media.
She got us into like following the international competitions.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, let's go to the Berlin Masters. And she was there with us
yes.
in 2009. And she went down and got an autograph from Irina Wiener, who was there back then, I remember. And
okay.
yeah, if you're listening to this, wherever you may be, I would be very happy to get in contact again. I don't know, maybe she has a different last name now. I don't know. So I haven't got any clue.
She really had fun choreographing routines. She was more like, I'll do a new routine for you rather than one for me.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
She had lost interest in competing herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she joined our group, because she still loved the sport and still wanted to remain fit and
do something for shows and stuff. So that was really her
and
thing.
We put a Michael Jackson show on
together
in 2009 when he
died,
passed away.
Yeah.
Yes,
and that was a really
the opening
really
number
performance. Yeah, she did the opening number.
The
too,
opening
Billie
number
Jean.
Was a solo number for her with a glitter jacket and the
white glove. Yeah,
glove.
I remember.
Yes.
We should find the
really
video. We have that videotaped somewhere.
Yeah, I still have it. Yeah. Mm. So I think back to this really with a grin on my face. This was really great. So yeah.
Let's watch Daria's ball routine and reminisce a bit more and enjoy what she's doing nearly, 15 years later to a Michael Jackson choreography.
Yes.
Yeah, great start and end poses. Really love the dance moves she put in there. It's imaginative, creative. She enjoys what she's doing. Smile on her face throughout the routine. Great. Can't wait to see that in Paris.
The first time I saw it, I was like the first 20 seconds or what it takes to come to the actual Michael Jackson part. I was really like, what exactly am I looking at? Why am I listening to that? What song is that? And then I thought of like, it sounds like Janet Jackson talking. And then when the break comes and it's a Michael Jackson routine because this song isn't that well known. So
no, absolutely not.
It is not like your common they don't really care about us or like Earth song or whatever we have seen like 1,000 times. So this I think is really great.
Do you know on which album it was?
I can check this. I'm not really a fan of the ending pose.
Oh,
it's
I think it's
kind
well
of
fitting.
Abrupt.
Yes, but I mean, okay, yeah, she has to hit the 90 seconds somewhere. But I think it's still fitting for the overall routine. So, I mean, there are more creative and fun ones. But still, I think it's a nice change because most of the ending poses are somewhere on the floor, on the ground, in a very bended position, I'd say. So I always enjoy when they start in an upright or end in an upright position. I mean, do you remember? Of course you remember Salome Pashava's hoop routine where she ended exactly the way how she started. With the breathing movement from 2015.
Yes, yes. Oh, that was beautiful, yes.
That was phenomenal, even though the ending position was not that great, but it was just so, like,
it
was round and
it
was fantastic.
It fitted, it was necessary,
yeah,
I would say.
Kind of. So you found
so
it
the
which
song,
album, is it?
Yes, the song In the Closet is on the album Dangerous from
1991. Ah, yeah. Such a great album.
Okay. I have to confess that I like never listened to a whole album because when he died, we got like a best of sampler and I just listened to that.
Oh, but I did. I listened to most of the albums over and over again, so I'm a bit more familiar, I'd say, but still no, to say that the best of is all you need would be wrong because everything he did is just fantastic, phenomenal. I might say he's the only artist musically of whom I like every song.
Really?
I mean, yeah, really. Because there are even Taylor Swift songs I can that say I'm that. Not a fan of. But Michael Jackson is really, I like every song. Even the Earth song, okay. of which I'm not the greatest fan, is a fantastic song. So, like, he is pretty much the only one. Even there, I mean, I love Ed Sheeran and he's a fantastic songwriter. But there are still songs that I'm like, yeah, I would skip that if it comes on in a playlist. And I like every Michael Jackson song.
You know, with me, it's the other way around. Like, I still remember, like, listen to the best of albums. Like, there was songs where I skipped either because I was like, okay, I have listened to that too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't, too often, I can't listen to Bad anymore.
Oh, I still love it.
Maybe such because we did choreographies on that or something, but I would skip. Of course, there are also Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran songs I would skip because I have listened to them too often. but I can't say that about Michael Jackson because I just haven't listened to all of his songs.
Yeah, I honestly, have, so. Probably. So not all of them the same amount of times, but I believe I have listened to all of them and I really like all of them. But we're staying too long on the topic and I want to just add, is her leotard a new one? The very colourful one? For the ball routine?
Honestly, I don't really know. Let me just...
expected her to wear something more Michael Jackson-y. You know, like
maybe there is going to
be a new one later on in the season.
Because she presented at the Grand Prix last weekend, presented a new leotard for her ribbon routine only in the finals. So she performed with her old leotard in the all around, and then the next day she had this. It looked black on the stream, but later she posted a picture and it was purple. Mm-hmm. Like almost the whole body is purple, like with long legs and some glitter on top. It looks like a suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be so, more fitting for Michael Jackson routine, right?
Yeah, but then not in purple.
Still, it would like be it's a
really dark purple, but
then the colorful one is just like if you play me the song and be like imagine a leotard for that, the one she's wearing in at Schmieden International would not be the one like popping into my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well it's not bugging me, but
no, it's not.
Maybe there is something to come. Still the start of the season.
I just expect something different.
Yeah.
Still, she obviously enjoys performing the routine, so that's what matters the most. So, yeah.
And you can really see that. And so bad for her that she missed out on the apparatus final in Marbella because she had a big mistake not catching the ball behind her back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went out of bounds. So, this happens.
Yeah.
Not often to her, but it does.
It's kind of nice to see that she's still human and not completely supernatural. Yeah, yeah.
Like you saw that in the finals as well. Like she got the gold with hoop and the other routines just weren't that clean. Mm. But I have to say for all of the finals, holy.
Yeah.
That was a feast of drops.
Because I didn't see the finals. I only saw the all-around competition. Yeah, so what happened in the finals?
I have to refer to the Instagram account Rhythmic Gym Slays again because she put together like little memes where there's it says Grand Prix Marbella finals and then there's an emoji of hands shaking. And underneath it says the red line because three times gymnast stepped out of line like unnecessarily. Yeah, almost,
but,
because
it hardly
just,
ever happens. So it's
yes,
yeah.
But it was like I was watching, for example, Stiliana Nikolova. I think it was her clubs routine, if I remember correctly. She was doing fouetté turns, mm-hmm. and she was like hopping or sliding, you mm-hmm. might say, closer and closer to the red line, and I was like, oh my god, she's going out. And then she went out of the line and
really
like brushed the hoop that was lying there, the replacement apparatus.
What?
And it's like, oh my god, she didn't just do that. So I mean, you would say unnecessary, but this just happens. Yeah. She can't look down and see like how far she is to her right.
It just shows that we're still at the beginning of the season. These yeah. mistakes happen. They still have to
still need some
clean
polishing
up the routines. Yeah, it's so. I mean, who? And again, who are we to judge? We couldn't do it any better. It's just
yeah.
Like,
then I think it was
we're expressing our surprise at like yeah. these are the professionals, and we always feel. I mean, you always feel sorry if like a drop happens or if they have to step out of line because it's so such an oh no moment, and you always feel for them. But wow, and again, it shows yeah. they're still human
and
make mistakes.
a lot of these moments where drops happened were at these finals, like so many great beautiful routines, and they were just ruined by like this little tiny mistake, mm-hmm. and
yeah,
you feel so sorry for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Victoria Onopriyenko, this is the one to discuss today because I'm just in love.
Yeah, let's watch the first new routine of hers, the ribbon one. Let's start with that one.
Yes, definitely. We already discussed the clubs routine,
mm-hmm.
like where we saw, well, not the best quality video. But I think the ribbon is what, like, blew up the internet the most.
Probably, yeah. Let's watch.
So, what you saying?
Well, so, many thoughts. First of all, okay, musical choice. I Was Made for Loving You. Not a fan of the song, just because I'm not that big of a rock music fan. But, and there's the big but, it's such a great routine, such a great choreography to the music.
Hmm.
She loves the song, obviously, otherwise she couldn't perform it the way she does. The artistry is above and beyond, very fitting to the music. And it is one of these examples that you don't have to like something in order to appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes.
I think a performance with the clubs would have been a better fit instead of the ribbon, but she just makes
really?
It work. Yeah. I would, if you gave me the song and be like, put mm-hmm. a routine together to this song, I would have gone with clubs probably. But
well, if you
look
at the dance, if you look at the dance step sequence, I think this is just perfect use of the apparatus, and
yeah,
you can't do this moves with another apparatus. So
yeah.
Actually, this dance step sequence, she performed this routine already in Tattoo at
mm-hmm.
the Miss Valentine
yeah.
competition, and there were like clips of the dance sequence, and some people like were saying like, do you notice that this sequence is only 7 seconds long and not 8 as required? and I was counting and I was like, oh, yeah, it is. So now she added another second. So now it is 8 seconds
mm-hmm.
long and it is perfect. And I'm just so in. I didn't know I could be more in love with her. She's my spirit animal. I really adore everything this woman does. I think she should get the highest A score out of all of them. I think there
yeah.
is such a difference between her and every other girl. Like, I mean, we haven't seen everybody. I can appreciate you, Boreana Kalane, but this is just I'm watching this and I'm like, yes, 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 10,000 times yes, and I just. I don't know if a lot of gymnasts create that feeling in me, but this
she is currently the one with the highest and the biggest expressions. So her artistry score should be through the roof. And I think the only one who's getting close to that is currently Margarita Kolovtsov, because she also absolutely feels her routines. She has the facial expressions going along with her body language. So those two are the ones to watch concerning
and
artistry.
I just want to stress that we are talking about such a high level. Like this season or the last season even, we saw so many routines by gymnasts like pulling out expressions we have never seen before in any other season. We are, if we are complaining, we are complaining on a very high level again. Gymnasts are doing it and they are doing it perfectly. And just watching this routine, as you said, like this wouldn't be a song I would be like, oh yeah, it's on the radio, great. I would be like, yeah, well, it's on the radio all the time, it at this station at least. But it reminds me of the situation with the actually the Ukrainian team when they performed to Sweet Dreams.
Oh yeah.
Because before that routine, Sweet Dreams was just another song for me, and now it's the song. And I Was Made for Loving You will from now until forever be Victoria Onopriyanko's ribbon routine, you know.
Can we appreciate that Ukraine has been the first country to really get into the popular songs for their choices in music. Like when, I mean, I Was Made for Loving You was, I don't know, 2013, I believe. I mean, Alina Maximenko did...
You mean Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams, was what 2013. Did I say?
Mm-hmm. I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, I meant Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
And Alina Maximenko did the Fever performance with her clubs also in 2013. And they put like the popular songs that are stuck in your head or that you will always associate with these routines on the map. And they put more, like, it seems like they want to lip sync along to the song. And that's what makes it so great. And I'm still waiting for having a mini playback show coming on for adults. And I want to be a part of that. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, in America, there is. Like,
yeah, they have the lip-sync battle, but only for like famous people. Why don't they have it like for regular people?
And it's
amazing. For everybody who doesn't know what the mini playback show is. So in the 90s, there was a great show on German television, and it was hosted by some, I don't know, woman from the Netherlands. And she, Marijke Amado was her name, I remember. And like kids were able to come on the show, or groups of kids. And then they were interviewed by her, and then they were like, and who are you going to perform today? And then they were like, today I'm going to be Britney Spears, or we're going to do the Spice Girls, or I'm going to be Michael Jackson, or we're going to be the Backstreet Boys. And then, oh, you have to like pick out your costume. And then they would like browse through the hanging costumes that were there. You're laughing because
you
remember
it. I don't even remember
well.
This in so much detail.
Oh, I watched
like,
it
I just
religiously.
Remember the rocket.
No. The rocket is like, no. I remember it before then. Like, I was watching that before you were even born. I mean, it's so great. And
obviously.
Then they were picking out the costume, and then they were allowed to walk through the mirror ball or the magical ball. And there was like this huge ball, and it opened up, and there was like smoke coming out, and then they went into the ball, and then there was like I believe there was magic going on, and then they came out looking exactly like the star they were portraying, and then they performed the song. And of course they were lip syncing, but some of those kids really like did it excellently and believably. And then the audience was able to vote who they liked best, and then this kid won a prize. And it just was a fantastic show. It was always 5 performances and all the interview sections. And I always wanted to be on that show. And do you remember Sabrina was on that show? When she was like, didn't you know? on that show with like two of or three of her friends because someone else wasn't able to go, and she like went there, and then they had the performance, and I don't know. I have never seen the clip of them because it was in the 90s. I don't know, but still, it obviously was great, and somehow.
You mean our friend Sabrina?
Yes. And the dance school that was like doing the putting up the background dancers was Esther Boros from our town where we live. So that's how like all of this is connected and why our mom always allowed us to watch that show. Because it was like, oh, these are the girls from us. Never mind. It was just the greatest show. And I want this to happen for adults too, because I want to perform all the great songs and like just enjoy other people performing, because I know the show Lip Sync Battle exists in the US and in other countries as well, but it's only for famous people. And then like, I don't know, Channing Tatum performs as Beyonce, and then suddenly Beyonce comes out as well, and like Anne Hathaway is jumping on a wrecking ball, and it's fun and it's great, and Anna Kendrick is like performing the New Directions, whatever.
Okay. Tom Holland doing Umbrella is like my Roman Empire.
Yeah. I know.
Like the fact even that he was competing against Zendaya and she was Bruno Mars. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
This list in my head rent free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. You wanted to say something else, and I interrupted you with my rant about like my love.
Yeah, wanted to appreciate that Tom Holland is actually a dancer, and they are perfect. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to add. And
dear listeners, if you have any clue, any idea of any lip sync battle performances that are going on for adults that are not like drag queen related or I don't know famous people related, then let us know.
Well, I remember there was like a show, I don't know if it is still on German television, but there was a song where a panel of judges had to guess whether or not a person is lip syncing or as a real singer.
Really singing?
Like they were in kind of a tube, put in a tube, and had to perform. I think this is on in the US as well. And then they had to guess, whether or not they are. It is real or not, and the outside crowd didn't hear anything at all. They just saw them performing, they didn't know what song it was, or they had even had to guess.
Yeah.
And I just watched like one or two of these episodes, but I don't know if it was like caught up.
I imagine seeing clips on that somewhere online, but if you know anything, please let us know.
Yeah. And I wanted to add to the mini playback show and that kids performed there. I would be interested in like kind of a study who of these kids like became
famous. Yeah, exactly. I mean, nearly all of them were born to be on stage. I mean, come on, you don't just like, you have to beg your parents and be like, please, can I go there? I mean, either you have like a real dance mom who is like pushing you to go there, and then you're not really good and it shows that you're not having any fun, or you're that kind of kid who wants to be there. And yeah, I mean,
yeah,
if you maybe took part in the mini playback show, let us know.
Okay, and but we have to move on. Yeah, we will watch Victoria Onuprienko's new ball routine as well. As I said, we already talked about the club's routine, so we won't do any further. It's brilliant. I love it. So we are watching ball.
Yes. By the way, I love the crowd in Marbella. They're always going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Spain.
Spanish crowds, incredible. Oh, love it.
Oh, this move is so brilliant.
Mm-hmm. So this time I will start. Thoughts? Yeah, please do.
Yes.
So.
First, love the combo of the color of the leotard and the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The dark red and not so dark green, like unusual combination, and I love
it's
it.
Like an ocean color, right, of the ball.
Yeah, but with a touch of green, I would say, as we can judge from our screens.
Yeah.
I think it's something not like it completes her set of styles or variety.
Mm-hmm.
Like an instrumental string song with a lot of accents she like translates perfectly. There are some moves in there, like the one where you gasped as well, where she just drops forward and like catches herself in a plank position or even lower. The elements with the ball rolls and throws and everything. So precise. I love her execution. We watched the performance of the All Around in Marbella. Really good, just one little fumble with the ball and she finished a little bit too late, but I still think I could watch this over and over. Just beautiful.
And it's this kind of routine where you discover something new every time you watch it. There are a lot of details
really
in there
interesting
that come out the more often you watch it, the more often she performs it. What I thought was it looked like, I mean, first of all, the music is very contemporary. Classical music, but with a modern touch. And we have an underlying beat. Then later on, it's very, new, stylish, modern. And it looked like...
And very fast as well.
Mm-hmm. It looked like as if she were taking contemporary lessons with Salome Pashava. And put her own twist on it. Impression this routine gave me. And I think...
The move where she's on the floor, like in the left back corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like balancing on one foot and the other leg stretched out. There's like one kind of where she transfers her weight.
Yeah.
Like to the other leg.
Mm-hmm.
Like fitting to the music.
Yeah.
That's when I also thought Salome Pashava. Yeah.
Exactly. So this contemporary style, as you said, I absolutely agree. It completes her as her set of four different or in style-wise completely different routines. You see certain elements that she repeats because it just fits and it's like... I wouldn't say her signature move because there are a lot of gymnasts who do like first the leg split sidewards and then full front and then into a passe. while turning. It's a very common move, and of course, why wouldn't you repeat it if you like have perfected it? And it's not, I wouldn't say it's a signature move, she just does it a lot, but still she can include lots of steps and skills that she has with all the different apparatuses.
And concerning this move or this step, I think why you think it's kind of her move, I can just memorize her face while she does this. Like she has a presence during this element, although this element is like kind of basic.
Yeah.
And she makes it her own in a way. Mm-hmm. Like you just and connect with her.
Differently with every or fitting for every apparatus, depending on which one she's using.
Like so, the handling, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I absolutely get why you're such a big fan of hers. I absolutely agree with you. And if we look back on the last big Ukrainian gymnasts, we had Anna Rysadinova having the time of her life at the Rio Olympics, giving the performance of a lifetime. Then before that, we had Alina Maximenko alongside with Victoria Mazur. I really loved her style of routines.
I loved her,
she was so beautiful. She was the elegance in person. It's just, I still remember her starting pose with the ball.
When I was still active, I wanted to recreate it, and I was so sad when I watched myself do this, and it just didn't look as great because I'm not her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to make this my starting pose, and I was like, well, better not do that.
Yeah, it's so frustrating when you do it exactly like her and it just looks differently because you're not her and everybody has a different body and But still, I really loved her performances, and it's safe to say I think that the Ukrainian gymnasts all get great performance and artistry training, and that they really are allowed to bring their personality to the carpet. And this is something that had been missing for quite some time in the past for a lot of gymnasts, especially coming from rather strict, well, training regimes and very strict trainers. And I'm happy to see that this is opening up, that everybody gets to choose their music, their styles, etc., etc., and put their little twist on it. And I just love that for every gymnast who gets to choose their own music and the way they would like to perform. Mm. Yeah.
I think all in all, the capability of performing each routine, although they are different with the same level of artistry, you make it your own and you really stand behind your performance.
Yeah.
This is what sets like the major high level gymnasts apart from like new seniors, just in their first year you see a lot of them like shining in one specific style. Mm-hmm. Like we have already talked about some of them, like when you think, well, this dramatic elegant music just suits someone well and they can perform to their best, and then there's a fun bubbly like clubs routine where that's just not the spark yet, like they have to get to that so that every routine
brings across,
doesn't
what it means
look
to
the
across.
Same but yeah. The different styles, the variety, this is something you have to learn, I guess. I mean, if you are born with it, congratulations, but this takes experience.
Exactly, and that's the certain kind of maturity that these gymnasts need to develop over time, and that is not just something that, not everybody is born with it. Some people might be born with it, definitely are, but lots of people have to learn it, and as you said, it takes time. And that's why I'm so happy when gymnasts reach that point. Because let's be honest, in 2021, Victoria Onoprienko has not been near where she is now.
There was the potential, a lot of it.
The potential has always been there, but I think the level she's reached
so great. It would be so great for her to peak at Paris. Like, I mean, every gymnast who's competing now or who is already qualified for the Olympic Games, we hope that they peak at this competition. Yeah. Like, keeping in mind that there is just the all-around competition and every routine is so important.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to see how it all comes together and all, and also how so many gymnasts like put so much thought into their set of routines. Yes. It's just something you only get in an Olympic year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, yes. But let's just hope everybody can outperform themselves for the Olympic Games. And then let's just see where everything takes them. I mean, for most of them, the career won't be over. They're not nearly old enough to stop doing what they're doing. They can do another Olympic cycle just as well. So let's just see what's in store for them and where they're going to continue.
Yes. We're doing a bit badly on time right now, so I would suggest we jump into the next routine. We already talked about Stiliana in our last episode, but we hadn't seen her club's routine yet. So she of course also performed at Marbella and grabbed the all-around medal and
several. Can you remind me of her old club's routine again?
Was the Jailhouse Rock.
The Jailhouse Rock, the rock and roll one. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Now let's see.
But please don't, like, compare them against each other.
Okay, let's watch. So, I shouldn't compare them?
Yeah, well, do as you like.
Well, Jailhouse Rock last year was fun, but it was a junior's routine, let's be honest. Just for the music and the style, and it was, as you said, bubbly and jumping around. This is such a serious grown-up routine now. Great artistry, and you see how much she's grown and evolved.
Yes.
And now she, like, of course, her body still is the one of a, like, 12-year-old girl. Sorry, not meant as a as an insult, just as, like, a compliment. You will look young forever. But still, she can be, like, she is taken, she has already been taken seriously because she's so great and her level is so high up. But this is the performance that registers as
the performance of a grown woman.
Yes, absolutely. She's like adult now.
Yeah, so that's why I suggested don't compare them, because I just think they can't be compared, because there's
completely
nothing in style that like matches anything. So
yeah.
I really love the start and the end of this routine, like in the middle where the lyrics start. I'm kind of bit like I don't know if this song like does it for me, but when the beat comes back and like the aggressiveness of the music, this, it's just so powerful, and she embodies it so well.
Yeah.
So I don't know what well, if this is a Bulgarian song or Bulgarian lyrics, would be interesting to know what the singer is saying, so what the message is, because I think from the style of the music you can't really know, like there are songs where like you are like, okay, this is a love song or something tragic, but this, I can't really make anything out of that.
Yeah, I imagine it to be some sort of battling something song. Like either battling a heartache or battling your inner demons or battling, I don't know, things that are to come, or
like maybe like the message song. you can overcome this
could be, or just like sometimes you have I don't want to say quite often because I'm not that much of an expert since it's not my preferred style of music, but this type of rock music that goes a bit more into the metal direction often deals with battles of the past, even historically correct ones or imaginary ones from, I don't know, this could also be some video game music, which is quite interesting sometimes. So
Yes,
any of you listeners out there know what kind of music this is, what the lyrics mean, what the message is, please let us know. We'd be very interested.
Like as you said, so much more grown up, fitting into her set quite well. Beautiful leotard. Great color. Suits her very well, and just
I love the bouncing element with the one club that she just bounces on the floor, so it springs up, springs back up to her. That's really great. Yeah. So again, looking forward to her season and all the competitions she's going to participate in.
I really wish for her that she gets more consistent as well. I think this is kind of in the league, like with Victoria Onoprienko for me, where I'm like, they are getting themselves into a great position and then just things happen and they mess up and miss out on major titles and medals. And I, would really hope for her that she gets to that space in her mind as well. So she can perform to her best, because it's all in there, you know. Really, it's just I'm just so happy for this season. I can't say any other way. We have so many great gymnasts; it's unbelievable. And I have to eat my words, I think, because we need to make another episode of talking about new routines, because we are talking almost an hour. For an hour already. I just wanted to update you on one topic. A listener contacted us on Instagram, and she told us the answer to a question we had like in one of our first episodes. I had already forgotten about it. She told us that in Israel, there is no requirement to have folklore music or traditional music, but there was a time where, let me just look it up so I can say it correctly.
There was a time in the past when this was a requirement. Because that would explain a lot of the music choices from like 10 years ago.
And it was like because of a, I don't know if it was a coach.
Or was it like the Ministry of Sports or something?
Or the Department of... I have it here. I have it here now. Okay. She told us that there is no obligation in Israel to use national music. The previous head coach, Ira Viktorchik, was very patriotic, and in addition, that was the one, the message that also told me about Lina Ashram participating in Dancing with the Stars. But this explains a lot, I think.
And that I'm happy that I was not completely wrong, but there was somebody who was forcing the traditional music onto them. Onto the gymnast. Yeah. Well, not for. Sounds a bit strong. Forcing. I mean, I hope they still enjoyed it, but
still,
they did not have all of the choices for their own to make. So, but it's abolished now.
Abolished. Another listener sent us a few messages concerning the Israeli team and the new routines of Daria Atamanov as well. And because they were shown to the Israeli media. So there are some videos we have to look into for another episode, but she told us that Daria's ribbon routine or the music will be to a well-known song in Hebrew. Originally, okay. The words are from the Bible, and there are apparently many versions of the song, so they don't know yet to which she will perform. Mm-hmm. So, and the group routine with five hoops will be a song, which is a remix of one of the traditional songs of Passover, and the gymnasts of the group were recorded as well, so we will hear them in the remix in some parts. Wow. So I'm really curious what this is going to be like, so we have to watch out for the Israeli group as well. And this sounds really creative, and I don't think that something like this has ever been done before.
Yeah, that's really a nice new touch on making your own music for the routines. That's something nobody has ever thought of before. Quite interesting. On the topic of RG groups being creative or becoming creative, so I've seen, and you've probably seen this as well, the German group has been filming something, and they're preparing a music video for an Olympic song that is supposed to be the German Olympic song that's supposed to encourage at least the gymnasts of, well, the overall German
Gymnastics supporting all the Olympic athletes.
And so that's supposed to come out sometime soon, I hope.
The, like 7th of April, I think I read. So we might share this on our Instagram as well. So,
so we're looking forward to that.
Our listeners can check this music video out, yes.
Yeah, they have had a short break from their usual daily training schedule, and were out there filming some music video. And I had another idea just now. So you listeners know we talk about like the most successful gymnasts that are currently out there, or the ones that we love very much, even from the past or of some past seasons, or that we hope are very successful, up and coming, etc., etc. Would you like us to do some sort of poll? Who you think is going to snatch that gold medal for the Olympic Games? Maybe this poll will change over the upcoming season, and then we can follow a trend of maybe what we think ourselves, what we hope, but what we think is realistic, and we could like compare results in the end. So what we thought might happen, what we hope might happen, or what we hope will happen, and so on. Should we do something like that? Should we put up something like that? Let us know what you think, if you want to make any predictions. I know in football it's quite common to have like an animal pick the solution or the results and to have like an oracle of some sort. But we could do this in a more interactive style, just as with upcoming elections where people are asked to, who would you vote for? We could do an who do you think is going to win now that
with
we've
regular
seen.
With regular check-ins to see how the mood changes. Well, I think a lot of like Instagram accounts already like get asked what their predictions are, and like there are a lot saying like these three will be on the podium, but they can't decide on which color the medal is, and or like hoping that these gymnasts will snatch a medal. With me for the moment, I think I couldn't really decide, because as you said, the season just started. It could change still.
Definitely.
But well, what we really hope for is that every gymnast performs their best. So yeah.
That I
we
think that
can
is...
just think about if they all perform their best, who will we think will be on the podium?
Well, we have to consider that as an option, or we have to consider, like, from knowing what we know now, who do we think is going to win, and who do we hope is going to win? And like, of course, I hope, being from Germany, of course, I hope Daria wins. Of course, I do. I mean, that would boost gymnastics in our country even more than it has been boosted. So I really would love for her to win. Of course, I'm Team Germany for all the international competitions. But as you said, as long as every gymnast performs their competition of a lifetime, I'm happy for either one who wins, because then it's just fair. Then it's just the difficulty, the artistry, the execution, and it's on the judges to decide who got the most points. And then it just will be fair, you know? And it's fine then either way. But of course, I hope. But hey, let's put our listeners to the poll and ask them to...
yes, definitely. Yeah, we will ask you on Spotify. You can put in your guess for the podium, I might say. You can tell us if you have already decided which medals will be presented to which gymnast, but... you're not required to.
Of course not, but the more participate, the more fun it is.
Yes, definitely. I want to end this episode with another story about a weird dream I had.
Tell us.
On the topic of the Olympics, well, my mind obviously circles around the Olympics and around rhythmic gymnastics at the moment. So this was like a week ago where I had the dream. Panayota Litra qualified for the Olympic Games because she was there and I was there. So I remember the realization of, oh my God, there she is. So she must have already qualified. And the weird thing was that there hasn't been the European Championships or any other continental championships. So the Olympics are happening now, and which was also weird, they were happening in Japan, not in Paris. And I was like, or we, I might say, because you were there as well as our former coach Jenny. We were watching the competition from like the sidelines of the carpet, like right in front, like where the judges would sit. And other than Panayota Litra, I couldn't recognize any of the gymnasts. And I was really like, how did I miss that? They are all new gymnasts. What happened to the old ones? I was really, really confused. And then there was a part where I was so excited because I was able to step on the carpet. And well, you know, but our listeners don't know, we actually never performed our routines on carpet. Yes, I have never stepped foot on one. And so I was so excited, and I tried to do a pirouette, and I did a triple passé turn, perfectly controlled and very slow, and all the gymnasts applauded. It's like the greatest moment. And then I woke up. So that
dreams.
Is never going to happen.
But still, that's a great dream to have. I mean, I only usually dream of things that I'm worried about. So I like the night before.
Yeah, these are more common.
At school, I dreamed that my two like best girls, or like two of my very great older girls, were sick, and then we had to perform without them. And then one other girl came up to me and was like, I don't want to perform anymore. Bye, I'm out of here. Like, these are my kinds of dreams I have. And you'd like do perfect triple turns. What's up with that, huh?
Yeah, well, usually I have to do my math exam over again, but
okay,
that's kind of a normal dream to have. Yes.
All right.
But I'm always like, why didn't you study, Sophia? Like, can't you just...
Yeah.
Okay,
well, never dear listeners, if you have to do any creative and wish-fulfilling dreams you would like to share with us, let us know. We're always intrigued by what you have to tell us. Maybe you had a great experience meeting somebody of the rhythmic gymnastics scene, or even like only dreaming about it. Yeah, let us know. Maybe you have started your competition season. I see some smaller regional competitions going on now. So let us know what's going on with you guys. As we already mentioned in the beginning, this is supposed to be an interactive podcast. Of course, we love discussing and sharing our opinions on routines and competitions that are going on, but still we would love to hear from you what you think, what your opinions are, to be shared with people all across the world, as we realized one or two episodes ago. So thank you for tuning in again, and we hope you have a great week or a great couple of weeks. Here in Germany we have one more week of school and then the Easter holidays begin, so wherever you are, enjoy the beginning of spring and
the beginning of the rhythmic gymnastics seasons.
Yeah.
Yes. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a new episode. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at discussing.rg.podcast as well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Christina. And as usual, always,
don't forget to point your
toes. Don't forget to point your toes.
Bye-bye.
We'd like to say a special thank you to Mona for creating our amazing cover art and to Jenny for sparking our passion for rhythmic gymnastics.